Morning, church. Our Hebrew Bible lesson this morning comes from 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 34 through chapter 16, verse 13. It can be found on page 248 in the Hebrew Bible of your pew Bible, and on page 322 if you're using the cheater version like me. Hear these words. Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went to his house in Galilee of Saul. Samuel did not see Saul again until the day of his death. But Samuel grieved over Saul, and the Lord was sorry that he made Saul king over Israel. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul? I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and set out. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears of it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do, and you shall anoint for me the one whom I name to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him trembling and said, "Do you come peaceably?" He said, "Peaceably. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is now before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see mortals as the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look upon the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. He said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shema pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here." He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. The Lord said, "Rise and anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. Samuel then set out and went to Ramah. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For our responsive psalm lesson, is Psalm 72, can be found in the hymnal on page 795, continues on 796. Let us read responsively. "Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May his foes bow down before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Saba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live, may the gold of Sheba be given to him. May prayer be made for him continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day. May there be abundance of grain in the land. May it wave on the tops of the mountains. May its fruit be like Lebanon. And may they blossom forth in the cities like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. His fame continue as long as the sun. May people bless themselves by him. All nations call him blessed.
Our epistle lesson today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 17. It can be found on page 170 in your Pew Bible, in the New Testament, and in the large print Bible, it's on page 220. Hear these words. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we're at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we try to persuade others. But we ourselves are well known to God, and I hope that we are also well known to your consciences. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you an opportunity to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast in outward appearance and not in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ urges on, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, so that those who might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So if you're able, let's stand for the gospel reading. We stand out of respect to the word of God. And the gospel reading is the gospel according to Mark, starting at chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. It can be found on page 36 in the Pew Bible New Testament and page 40 in the large print Bible. 47, I'm sorry, in the large print Bible. He also said, the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and raise night and day, and the seed will sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come. He also said, with what can be compared the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. We're at home in the body, the physical body. I like this body of mine. Down through the years, I've gotten used to this body, and I feel at home in it. However, as long as I am at home in this body, I am absent from the Lord. How could Paul be so sure that when we leave this body, we will be at home with the Lord? Paul says that we walk by faith. What is faith? Faith is the assurance that the things which God has said in His Word is true, and that God would act according to what He has said in His Word. This assurance, this reliance on God's Word, this confidence is faith. No impression or opinion are to be taken in connection with faith. Impressions or opinions have neither one thing nor the other to do with faith. Faith has to do with the Word of God. We have to do with the written Word and not ourselves or our opinions. Wherever the Apostle Paul went, people turned to the Lord. They were saved. They were baptized. They were organized into churches. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11, he writes, "So we try to persuade people, since we know what it means to fear the Lord." That particular translation comes from the Common English Bible. That's the great basic foundational truth, revelation, startling fact upon which the apostle based the gospel that he preached was this: that it is a dreadful and fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Now, I don't know a truth, a revelation, a fact that is more scorned or scuffed at or belittled or ridiculed by our times. People today say, "Well, there's nothing to be afraid of before God. There's no judgment awaiting the unforgiven sinner. There is no condemnation and perdition and hell. There's no day of reckoning before God." That is a world theology. And that is what the world is preaching. But it is not the preaching of the Bible. The Bible says, the beginning of wisdom is what? Fear of the Lord. For a man to tremble in the presence of a great God Almighty. That's the beginning of salvation. Fear of the Lord. If I were asked to sum up the Christian message for our time, I would say with Paul, it is the message of a new creation. We belong to the old creation, and the demand made upon us by Christianity is that we also participate in the new creation. We have known ourselves in our old being. And we should ask ourselves in this hour whether we also have experienced something of the new being in ourselves. What is this new being? Well, we go back to Corinthians. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old state of things has passed away. A new state of things has come into existence. Christianity is the message of the new creation, the new being, the new reality, which has appeared with the appearance of Jesus, who for this reason is called the Christ, the Messiah, the selected and anointed one who brings a new state of things. No religion matters. Only a new state of things. Christianity is more than a religion. It is the message of a new creation. It is the way, the road home. Home with the Lord. Amen.